Summer lingered a little longer than usual this year, with a string of hot and humid days in September and October. Now that temperatures have dipped below freezing, folks are shaking out their jackets and lighting up their wood stoves. Which brings us to our Only in New Hampshire question this week. Listener Evan asked, why does no one know or care that wood smoke is as bad for you as diesel smoke or cigarette smoke? Sort of a loaded question there, so let's first suss out the facts. Is wood smoke just as bad as those other more notorious varieties? And joining us is NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown, host of Outside In. That's a podcast about the natural world and how we use it. Hello, Sam.
Hey, Virginia.
So you strike up the wood stove yet?
We have not. No, we have not had the need.
Well, quick answer first. Are wood stove smoke, diesel smoke, and cigarette smoke all equally bad for you?
In fact, wood smoke might be worse for you than cigarette smoke, but that's only if you were to smoke it like you were to smoke a cigarette. And the infamous study in which this is based basically did just that. It burnt a piece of wood, burnt some tobacco, and analyzed what was inside both, the fumes coming off of both of them. And in fact, the wood smoke seemed to be worse for you than the cigarette smoke. However, you don't smoke wood like you smoke a cigarette. You burn it and you get the smoke away from you as quickly as possible. And so the health impacts of wood stoves are much fuzzier than the health impacts of cigarette smoke.
Well, let's talk about the stuff that's in them. What in particular is detrimental to the body about these varieties of smoke?
Well, there's all sorts of crazy stuff in wood smoke. I mean, with cigarettes, I'm sure you remember all the doctors who would go on TV and talk about the 7,000 chemicals that are in cigarettes. There are also a ton of chemicals in a chunk of wood, you know. And when you burn it, you get all sorts of very standard pollutants that you hear about. Nitrogen oxide, sulfur oxide, so NOx and SOx you might have heard about, which are also in power plant emissions, dioxins, formaldehyde. But to really talk about what matters, the most damaging thing that's in wood smoke that you hear about is particulate matter. And we're just talking about little tiny pieces of stuff that when you breathe it in are so small that they get way down deep into your lungs, get lodged there, and then your body has to deal with them, which you know, it can do in small doses, but gets overwhelmed very easily.
What about nicotine? That is not in wood smoke.
No, indeed not. And in fact, there's a lot of stuff that's in cigarettes that's not in wood smoke. A lot of that sort of active ingredients, the carcinogens in cigarettes, are things that when you breathe in a cigarette become gasified and are actually absorbed into your lungs, like nicotine is. The particulates, that's not what happens. They just sort of get lodged there. But nicotine isn't really bad for you in the same way that many of the other contents of cigarettes are. Nicotine is more like caffeine. It's a slightly addictive substance that makes it so that you're coming back to cigarettes over and over, and therein lies the health risk. And wood smoke does have things that are absorbed into your lungs. It's just that those aren't really the large health risk when it comes to wood smoke. We're really talking about this big dose of tiny little chunks of stuff that you get in your lungs from breathing it in.
So if you were in a not very well ventilated room, for example.
Yeah. And in fact, this is one of the things that if you're worried about, this is the first time you're hearing about this and you're worried about these health impacts, what you can do is you can try to minimize the amount of time that you smell wood smoke in your house. You know, try to light your stove really efficiently so you don't get wood smoke in the house. Try to stoke the stove less frequently so you're not opening the door as much. If you smell that smoke, that's a good indication that you're doing something bad for your lungs.
How about wood pellet stoves? Those are supposed to be so much better environmentally.
Wood pellet stoves are much cleaner burning than wood stoves. And in fact, I brought a handy-dandy little visual aid for you to react to here. This shows the amount of particulate matter that is put out by the various types of things you can burn. If you look on the far left of that graph, you see a traditional fireplace. Mm-hmm. They're incredibly dirty. And in fact, the y-axis of that graph had to be manipulated.
It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, and then jumps to 28.
Just so that they can show what fireplaces do. A new wood stove is 28 times less particulate matter than that, and a pellet stove is about half of what a new wood stove puts out.
And then oil furnace, gas furnace, way down on the bottom of that axis as far as output.
And the reason for that is that pellets they're a uniform fuel. You can control how the combustion happens, and it burns completely. And that's really what the particulates are, is they're uncombusted wood that are tiny, tiny pieces of it floating in the smoke and into your lungs.
Okay, so you said you don't smoke a wood stove, a burning piece of wood the same way that you take in a cigarette, like suck it in. But how about what's hanging in the atmosphere? How about you walk out of a house where people have been burning wood and you can actually smell wood smoke on them.
And in fact, if you're smelling wood smoke, you are getting some of that particulate matter into your lungs. And this is why organizations like the American Lung Association want to transition away from burning wood as a source of home heating. And it also gives you sort of an indication of if you want to heat with wood and want to be a little more responsible, some of the things that you can do. For instance, this time of year is a really bad time of year to burn wood because the air is warm, so the smoke comes out of the chimney. It's about the same density as the air that it hits and it starts to sink back down. And you'll see this time of year where you go past a house that's burning wood and there's this sort of pall of smoke that's hanging around the house. Mm-hmm. When you get to winter, the air is colder, it's denser, and so the smoke rises up and away from the house and you're not breathing as much of it. So not burning wood in the shoulder seasons, the spring and the fall, is a good way to be a little more responsible. Also, as that graph shows you, new wood stoves are much cleaner burning than old wood stoves and way cleaner burning than fireplaces. So buying yourself a new wood stove is a way to be more responsible.
How about, in industrial plants, they put scrubbers on the chimneys, right, to clean out the chemicals or to mitigate them as they're going into the atmosphere?
Yeah, well, and there's a funny thing that happens is every year there's a competition for who can build a cleaner burning wood stove that the U.S. Department of Energy puts on. And that's where catalytic converter wood stoves have come from, which you might have encountered one of those in your travels. They're the ones that you have to start them up and then you engage the catalytic converter with a lever that goes ka-chunk into place.
Haven't run into that yet. Haven't had to have that inspection done yet. But what about our listener, Evan, who phrased his question in a particular way? Why does no one care about this issue? Is there an awareness problem, Sam? Do you think he's right to phrase it that way?
Well, I think what he's responding to is that we have a culture of burning wood up here in the colder parts of the United States. Wood heat, for a lot of people, they consider it to be quote unquote free mm-hmm. because if the wood's coming from your property, you're cutting it yourself. You're only paying for it with your time and labor. And so it's part of the sort of Yankee identity. And I would say that there is pushback to these campaigns to get people off of wood heat. So that's what I detect in the tenor of his question is why does no one care about these public health campaigns that have been going on for decades now?
Well, there is something psychological, though, about the look of wood burning in a stove. Isn't there, this sense of the hearth, especially on a cold winter day?
There's nothing more pleasant than standing next to a warm wood stove when it's cold outside. And I will confess, I heat with wood at my home. But knowing about these issues, I try to do it at times when there are going to be fewer people outside and around. I try to do it at times when the smoke's not going to hang around, and I bought myself a new, cleaner burning wood stove.
Okay, do you shift it into gear?
It's not a catalytic converter stove. It's a reburner.
Sam Evans-Brown, host of Outside In, NHPR's podcast about the natural world and how we use it. Sam, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And you can ask questions about your New Hampshire community. Click on the Only in New Hampshire page at nhpr.org, and we'll see if we can dig up an answer.